You are listening to Visionaries Wrestling Network, providing your perfect podcast experience.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
All right, this is Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 83. We finally got our beep together this week, so we actually know where we're at. Very close poll last week. This one's, I'm trying to think, I think I called it the bragging rights poll, because I'm going to be editing for the next couple few weeks. 53 to 47, oof, I was running away with it at one point, and yeah, it quickly balanced up. And I'm trying to remember, I remember what your pick was. I'm struggling to remember what my pick was. I know you picked Sasha's reaction. I can't even remember what I picked.
This is a day refreshing of you, Graham. Very refreshing indeed.
Well, whatever I picked got 53%. Can you remember?
I'm currently going to the feed to quickly find out.
Well, while you're looking,
you've unpinned it now, so I can't actually find it.
Well, while you're looking, what I actually said was, I said it was very tempting, jokingly, to pick as my good cop moment, Sasha's new outfit. She did look very radiant in it, but I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pick something else instead. How many posts do we have there?
Well, I'm scrolling back so far, with about 5 days so far, because you mainly use the Good Bad Wrestle account now, Graham. So
I do. Yeah, that is true. That's true. Yeah, I tend not to use my own personal account anymore.
It is just so, guys, he can be bad cop all the time. That's the only reason he does it. 5 days, 6 days. I'm thinking about going back too far now.
Yes, you've gone back.
It's not a good omen if I can't find it. It's not good.
It was on a Sunday because it was a day late because we forgot to do it. So it was 4 days ago as we're recording today. Once again, we are recording on a Thursday afternoon, so we could talk about NXT and we could also talk about
deleted it.
W if we wanted to. You found it?
You just deleted it.
No, there's no way.
The tweet is unavailable.
Just clicked on the wrong thing. I don't remember deleting that at all. Oh, well.
You have, yeah. Unless I'm missing something here, yeah.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Oh. I guess it didn't matter.
In any case, it was, you did win, so.
I did. It fell fairly and squarely. Now, I will also
say, I voted for you.
I don't think I even voted, actually, because I saw the end of the poll and I was like, oh, shoot. I was like, that came. My sense of time right now is totally gone. Like, not having every day is the same. And as you're a week behind us on this virus thing, you might start to notice a kind of a similar thing as well. That it's just, I don't know, games just aren't the same. Like, your weekend activities just aren't weekend activities anymore. So I guess if you have to keep attending work, then I guess you've got to keep a check of when the day is, probably better than most.
You say a week behind, dude. Today, on day of recording, marks my 10th straight day in at work. And for those of you who don't know, I work on the front line in the catering department of the hospital. Yeah, it's been a challenging week and a half. But we're going to hopefully look up, not down. So shall we try and ship people up with some good cop moments?
We can, but I would like to promote one thing first, since we both did this last week. We both appeared, not at the same time, on Zachary Shiloh's podcast, the Black Lions Airspace.
You did.
I know they're both available on YouTube. I know you can find him through his, I think it's Green Tree is what it's called. What I'll actually do, Matt, is I'll put the links in the episode notes. So if anyone is interested to listen to Mason and myself for 50 minutes, to you and Zachary for about an hour and 50 minutes, then they can go and do that. If you take out the Power Rangers talk, then it's probably about the same length, but Matt's got his finger up.
I will say, for the benefit of the tape, that I can get on a shirt one day for the benefit of the tape at some point, I swear. To have a conversation needs to be two sides, and to be fair, I can talk. Zachary just doesn't have a filter. He just keeps talking and talking and talking as well. He was born to podcast.
Absolutely. Well, there was three of us, but hey, never mind.
He was born to podcast, and it's not all wrestling with us on that one. But in any case, it was your episode was fantastic to listen to. So
there was a lot of backslapping going on. I was very complimentary to you, and you were You reciprocated that certainly the following day as well. Alright, I don't know whose turn it is, but it doesn't really matter. I am going to give you the chance for you to give your good cop moment for this week.
I've got a lot. I actually have a lot to do because with the lack of social activities when I finish work, I actually have plenty of time to watch all of the wrestling this week, which means the whole of Dynamite.
Alright, can I chip in? I'm going to let you finish your segment, but I need to chip in at this point. I actually was looking for things for MGB to review, and I found something. I was like, oh, this is interesting, and it was not PG. And rather than waste it, though, I asked you, I said, hey, would you like to review this at some point? Like, build up not a bank of episodes, but like a couple of episodes. So if we're out, we can just throw this one in. And I seem to remember you saying, yeah, I got no time. Great. Yeah, no, great. I'm not going to be able to do that this week. So you had plenty of time. You could have easily watched that then.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to argue with you because I never win. I'm not a cowboy who's run out of bullets and just throws his gun. I'm the cop who has no bullets when he throws his gun. Right, okay. Right, now, there's a lot of stuff to talk about in general because WWE and AEW are both going strong still, which is good for us because it means we can talk about stuff. Graham is now on his phone already because he's tired. Is he timing me already? Really?
Just messing with you. It's just syncing up right now, so I can't do anything on it.
Right. Okay. My good cop moment of the week, though, is from NXT. It was the segment, I'm getting great agree with this one, Ciampa, Gargano, Triple H. I loved it. I loved it. It was intense. You could feel the tension between them. It was great. And Triple H did a great job as the mediator, but my word, you said before you weren't that excited about Ciampa Gargano again. God, man, I wasn't excited about the pop-up again. I am now. I am now. I want to see this. And Triple H even played into the whole thing because it's going to be behind closed doors. I'll find an empty building. I'll put a ring in it. I'll put everything in it. Two will walk in, one will walk out. I'm like, let them tear a building apart. Perfect. An empty building match. Sounds like a great idea. And probably the biggest rivalry in NXT history, let's face it. Should have been a takeover, but the takeover has been cancelled. So this would probably take out a whole episode of NXT, or most of it because it's 2 hours long now, and put that up against anything AEW have got. I think AEW will struggle that week.
Now, I'm afraid you're wrong, actually. I'm not going to agree with you, but only on the very reason that I haven't actually seen NXT this week and I haven't seen AEW. So although we had the extra day, I've just been physically too busy. We're at the point right now, our schools have been off for nearly 2 weeks. We're trying to get things put in place for students to have access to review work, and we're starting to look at ways to prepare our classes for what looks like it's going to be long distance learning. And I'm not sure if this was announced by the time we had the last episode or not, but we're closed now until August, till we return to school. So we're kind of working on that. So yeah, I've actually had a lot to do these last few days in terms of readiness for that. Of course, nobody really knows what's going on. Everyone's doing things on the fly pretty much. And that's basically what I've had to do. So yeah, no, I didn't even have a chance to do that. I was also today Mason's math teacher, which I haven't taught middle school math in nearly 20 years. And even then, I taught 8th grade, not 6th grade. I was the PE teacher as well today, where we were doing Dude Perfect style disc golf bat practice, trying to make putts and run around to go get them and walking back and forwards. I've been Jackson's reading tea. So, no, I haven't had a time to watch either of those. So that's the only reason I'm not agreeing with you, but I will catch up with those at some point. My good cop moment is actually kind of a short one, but I didn't think it was. I thought it warranted a mention in something other than just a speed check. And it was Impact Wrestling. It was described on YouTube as the violent climax in the undead realm between Su Yung and Havoc. Impact highlights March 24th, 2020. Now, the reason I picked this is I actually seen people comment this week on Twitter saying the fact that they're actually getting used to no crowds being at the wrestling. And they're actually okay with it. They actually like it.
Yeah,
I liked it for about a week. I don't like it anymore. And the reason I don't like it anymore is as soon as I see that ring now, it reminds me, all right, why is there no fans there? Oh, there's no fans there because they're not allowed to be there. And then that takes me straight back into the whole this whole situation we're in right now in social distancing. This clip, I was drawn in. I forgot everything for the 12-minute segment. This was almost like a mini feature film. It reminded me of something that Rob Zombie might put together. They had the special effects. It was I was totally into it. It was totally over the top. It was ridiculous, but it took me out of where I was for 12 minutes. And for that reason, I loved it even more. I'm a big fan of Soo Young anyway. We got to meet her probably about 18 months ago. Couldn't be nicer. Dressed up in that whole outfit, but could not be nicer. And I liked it. It was total escapism. And actually, that's probably what I need right now. Wrestling is often considered escapism anyway. But in times like this, I thought I needed that even more. I didn't need to see that empty ring with two people in there. I needed to see something that was totally over the top. And this certainly was as well. Rosemary joined in as well. Yeah, they had several different segments. It wasn't just like a single thing. Because normally the Impact highlights are 2 to 3 minutes long. When I saw 12 minutes at the start, I was like, whoa, this is way long. I loved it. I loved how they put it together. And like I said, it was total escapism. And that's why I guess my good cop moment for this week, because that's really what I needed this week.
Well, that's fair enough. I'm not going to argue with that. Impact can got that effect, to be fair. I mean, it's as close as you get to the indies now, let's face it. On big promotions, anyway. A lot of indie stars that you've seen, like Soo Young, for example, they will drag you in, and that's not a bad thing, Graham. So, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now, Speedcheck, I will try and get through it as fast as I can, I promise. Right, okay, I'm going to start with SmackDown, because we're going canonically. The only thing that stood out to me with SmackDown was Paige putting the 6-pack challenge, now a 5-pack challenge, because one of the ladies is now in isolation, which, get well soon, Dana Brooke. If you have it, if not, then either way, just hope it all blows over soon. But Sasha Banks being in that match, like I... It's my best moment of last week. Sasha Banks and Bayley. This is going to create some friction. I like this. Okay. Raw. The new hard cam for WWE. Now facing the ring straight ahead. Like AEW did. AEW moved it round because it looks bigger now. Because if you're looking more at towards the ramp, you're not seeing empty seats. It doesn't feel as, you know, as much. So that's better for that reason. Tony Khan actually put up on Twitter, like, wonder where they got that idea from. That's a cheap little thing on him. And Seth Rollins' promo against Kevin Owens was good. Very good. Rollins is great on the mic anyway. Owens didn't really get to talk much, which is fine, because Owens has already done plenty of promo work for this. It's Rollins needs to get his word in for it. But looking forward to their match. It's going to be good. Okay. NXT. I've talked about Chamber already. Yeah. Tyler Breeze, Austin Theory. Good match. Expected that. Zaya Lee taken out backstage. Io Shirai took her place and advanced the ladder match. And Candice LeRae also advanced well. Nice to see. I like Candice LeRae. I think she's great. AEW. Jake Roberts promo. Now, I know you haven't seen this, Graham, so just bear with me, okay?
About it.
You've heard about it, yes. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant promo from Jake Roberts. He's always been good on the microphone. So, yeah, more of the same, but just we want Lance Archer. Lance Archer doesn't excite me. Prove me wrong. I know I'm not his biggest fan, but Cody was dynamite, pun intended, on the commentary this week. He was great filling in. No Jim Ross, no one else like that. I don't know who really commented it was. I can't be honest. I don't know who it was. Did a good job, and Cody was great on commentary. They also plugged his shirt. The proceeds for all of which are going towards wrestlers who need help with the COVID-19 issues. That's great. Darby Allin had a good match as well, which was good. And Chris Jericho managed to get a drone over with his promo. That's the Jericho I miss. I don't want to hear about a little bit of bubbly. I hate that. I hate that.
Le champion?
Le champion I kind of like, but I don't like a little bit of the bubbly. It's not that good, all right? The guy made a mistake. The guy lost his mind and it got over. Jericho can get anything over. I don't like it personally. But Jericho's promo, we were trying to get a drone to join the inner circle. Take the hat off to you, Jericho.
I wonder what was in that glass of yours when we started recording today. Is that a little bit of bubbly you got right there?
It's Shiraz.
All right. My good cop moments start with me finally remembering what my poll item was, because I wanted to mention it again. Joey Janela versus Jimmy Lloyd in the first ever social distance rules match.
I love this.
It was superb. I think it was GCW. I think that was what it was. It was on IWTV. I haven't shown it to the boys yet. I'm going to watch it with mute on when they watch it, but I think that Jackson will appreciate that as well. A few other matches on there that were really good too. Chris Dickinson versus Alley Cat. Alley Cat can really hold herself against the guys. And Christian versus Oliver too could possibly have gone in my unsure moments. I thought it was, once again, I thought it was great. We talked about it before, as some people said it was over the top. Jim Cornette flipped on it, but I thought, once again, I thought it was really clever.
Anytime Jim Cornette doesn't like something is a good cop in my book. Carry on.
I didn't watch Raw, but I did watch the top 10 moments to see what it was. It was 9 minutes and 30 seconds. I was like, whoa, that's nearly double the length it normally was. So I got to see pretty much everything. WWE releasing some content for free. Not WrestleMania, obviously. I haven't gone back, actually, to look to see what they're releasing, but good for them for also contributing to these times. The expression on the ref's face before Aleister Black went for the pin this week, great. We talked about refs playing a big part in matches last week, and he really sold that one as well. The look of his face was one of a multitude of things, including horror, as, yes, he was, yeah, it was pretty brutal. Now, I got some gaming good cop moments for you as well, Matt.
What?
Now, I let you go first deliberately because I was like, I'm going to give Matt the chance to mention these. And then if he doesn't, one of the two I knew you wouldn't get. But the first one I thought you might have seen. Lady Frost on Twitter. It's official. I have signed a contract with Virtual Basement to become a video game character. I can't wait to have all the snowball fights. Referee hashtag Dewey Walls, that's DeweyWalls, is our first pro that you can play against. Finally, you can take your frustration out on the official. Hashtag wrestlers, hashtag referees, hashtag managers, hashtag announcers, and all hashtag pro wrestling fans with the hashtag quarantine. I think they went a little over top on these hashtags. About to kick into full gear, I invite all hashtag Xbox One users to hashtag Blueprint Gaming, that's blue without an E. Play the pros. Hashtag what you need. Oh my gosh, they went way over the top on this. Number one, Xbox Live account. Two, send us your hashtag Xbox gamer tag. Three, send us a list of games you have playable. Four, give us permission to use video and audio from the session. And five, messages a time and a game that can be scheduled. Wrestling will return. Stay safe. So you can actually play against one of the refs on one of the games. So I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. If you've ever shouted at an official, this might be your opportunity to do that.
Can I just say, Graham, that you look completely perplexed when you're reading that list? That, like, what does any of these words mean?
I know what an Xbox is.
What is Xbox Live then?
That's the online version where you play against each other.
Okay, what's the gamer tag?
It's like your user ID. Everyone has their own, so you know how to identify people.
Okay, so you're not completely game ignorant.
I'm not as stupid as you look.
Anyway, continue, sir.
That was it.
Good. Bad.
All right, don't forget, if you want to catch the best indie wrestling action as well, don't forget to go and check out powerslam.tv. And if you use code GOODCOPBADCOP, all lowercase, then you can get 30 days free.
Good. Bad.
Once again, it's time to look at the bad. What you got?
Okay, I'm looking at the bad. Okay, now...
Bad!
I've got two sides of my paper for this again. But mainly, my main bad cop thing is something which is obvious, unfortunately. And I'm pretty sure, and I checked it, because it's in the top 10 list, Graham, for Raw. So if you haven't got this as your moment, I'm surprised. Botch on Raw.
Don't have it.
The referee... when he was counting for three, counted to four.
Not just AEW refs, then.
This was on Raw, and this was in, I do believe, it was the match which involved Andrade. Referee went 1, 2, 3. So it was a 4 count, technically. I know. And this went out. I'm like, at the moment, you can pre-record stuff, guys, and you're still putting out that. Now, I spotted it as it was happening. It wasn't hard to spot. Message me once you've seen it and then agree with me. Okay, so your bad cop moment of the week, sir.
Bad!
All right, my bad cop in the moment, and I didn't even realize this was a thing. I actually saw this on Twitter. And it was from WWE. This year, hashtag WrestleMania will also be hashtag GronkMania. All new official hashtag WWE. Did I just pick every tweet that had a million hashtags in it? Hashtag Rob Gronkowski gear now available at hashtag WWE shop. Get yours today and gear up for an historic event that's too big for just one night. Now, you're going to get the wrong end of the stick of this. This has nothing to do with Rob Gronkowski at all. This is to do with a tweet in response to this. At Yimitless Liv on March 21st, Liv Morgan doesn't have a shirt. Ruby Riott doesn't have a shirt. Sonya Deville has one shirt. Mickie James has one shirt. Tamina has one shirt. Fire and Desire don't have a shirt. It took Alicia Fox like 9 years to get her own shirt. Beep, y'all doing? Why would anyone buy this? So I have to admit, I don't look that closely at the WWE shop. I hadn't noticed that there's that big discrepancy between male wrestlers having their shirts and female wrestlers having shirts as well. But yeah, Rob Gronkowski has done nothing of any merit at all right now. I think I read he's even been removed from his hosting duties. I thought I'd seen that somewhere. And he gets two shirts. And some of those names that we mentioned who've been there for multiple years have either got one or zero shirts. Something's wrong there. Something seriously wrong. I know the male wrestlers get paid a lot more to begin with. Let's be honest. T-shirts aren't that expensive to print out. There's a big profit margin on those anyway.
Yeah.
How about some making a few more? Perhaps they wouldn't sell quite as much as the male ones. I don't know that for sure. But that seems pretty bad to only have one or zero, as that person mentioned. And like I said at the start, this was something that I didn't even realize was a thing. But as soon as I was aware of it, that's definitely a bad cop moment.
It's a terrible cop moment. I haven't seen about Gronkowski actually being removed from his duties or not. But at the same time, like, he was a weird choice to begin with to host WrestleMania. If he is still hosting it, I don't really care, to be honest. A host is a host. Yeah, two shirts and you've done nothing. As much as I'm not the biggest Alicia Fox fan in history, she does still deserve more credit than that when it comes to having shirts. Because yeah, about a lot of people, I'm surprised that Ruby Riott's only got one shirt.
She doesn't have a shirt.
Well, exactly, even worse then.
Yeah. Yep. I think Mason actually has an Alicia Fox shirt. I got it to him kind of as a joke. Because we always used to talk about good cop, bad cop. So I'm going back a long, long way now. But there was a one on sale. It was like $4 or $5. So I got it from like a little joke.
I was re-listening to the old episodes of that at work. It was actually quite a good fun to reminisce on the old day of the bad Fox moments.
I did try and actually find one that was in your size. But unfortunately, they'd sold out. Because that would have been sent across to you in England as a joke package. But they didn't have it, unfortunately.
I'd have worn it.
What?
Every shirt you get me, I wear, Graham. So, okay, so shall we go for some, I say, speed check?
Let's go for a speed check.
Okay, SmackDown first, Gronk's dancing, really? Seriously, I thought I was a bad dancer. That made Vince. Remember when Vince did that dance back in the old days, Graham, on the stage? You sometimes he used to do this bad thing at the Slammy Awards years and years ago. He did this really weird dance on stage. It was terrible and embarrassing. That was better than this and that thing. I mean,
you look like David Brent doing the dance in the office at that moment as you were demonstrating what it was. There comes the finger again.
Okay, the finger of death. Right, okay. In general, the segment with Corbin, Gronkowski and Mojo Rawley, it was cringeworthy at best. I like a good little bit of slapstick at the best of times, but without a crowd there, it doesn't really work on that one, unfortunately. Miz and Morrison skits in general, the different teams they were taking the mickey out of. It just sucked. Raw, Charlotte went through all her achievements she's been through, missed the part where she lost to Bayley at WrestleMania all of a sudden. It's funny that, isn't it? She missed out arguably her best match at WrestleMania. She missed that one out. Bizarre, isn't it? What is a Boneyard match? Did it elaborate on it? Apparently it's buried alive. If you go back, if you look on Wikipedia, don't know if it actually is or not. Orton's promo.
That's just got rid of my unsure moment, because I was very unsure what a Boneyard match was. I was like, I've never heard of that. They didn't go into any details. So
I say Wikipedia said that, but I'm not sure if it is or not. Orton's promo was not true. Orton was handed everything because of his last name. Randy Orton would not be where he is if it wasn't for his last name. Granted, he did carve things out for himself. But the amount of second chances and third chances he got from WWE, yeah. And he was Triple H's boy. Let's not forget that as well. So if it wasn't for all of that, there's no way. Okay, he was handed the spot in Evolution. Vince wanted Jindrak in there. Okay. So, you know, he's very, very lucky in Randy Orton with all the chances he's got over the years. Okay. And let's not forget how much he loved the military, Vince. Orton, disgrace from the Marines. Not exactly the message that we like to promote. So he's very lucky in that respect. Now, I haven't got anything from NXT, but I do have a lot of AEW things. The editing on Matt Hardy moving when he teleports, the editing was shocking, Graham. It was absolutely shocking. You could see the cuts, and it was terrible. Jack Hager and... or Jake Hager and Moxley doesn't excite me. Moxley excites me, but Jack Hager, I'm like, you're a guy whose muscles, and that's about it. Seriously, I don't rate him particularly highly. Yeah, 4-time national champion, but you know, I don't think he's the. I'm not excited by that feud. The V trigger from Kenny Omega was so used so many times. Sammy Guevara, what's this written down? Oh, shoulder was not fully down when he was pinned by Kenny Omega.
You're talking about Sammy Guevara?
That's what I said.
You said Guerrera.
My handwriting's not the best. I was doing shorthand of it at the time. I was doing it as it was going out. Anyway, his shoulder was not down. His shoulder was up. It was still counting for a free count. And again, Jericho Matt Hardy doesn't excite me.
Wow, you're a hard man to please, Mr. Willis.
I want to be excited by it, but, and I'm going to say something which is going to annoy you as a big Matt Hardy fan. You've got a man who's past his prime and a guy who will never be better than a mid-carder feuding. I'm sorry, doesn't excite me.
And this is your second week ever watching AEW. You're already done with it.
I'm not done with it. No, I'm not done with it. I'm just saying that some of the feuds just don't excite me. That's all. I'm wanting a hook. And Kenny Omega was great. That match was phenomenal. But nothing else really grabbed my attention. Maybe when we get back to normal, things will be better. I don't know. Anyway, your turn, sir.
All right. First of all, I'm going to send a quick email to Norris McWhirter. I think that might be the longest speed check we've ever had, for sure. Luckily, mine's fairly short. Ken Shamrock on Twitter, March 25th, and he sent it at 2:56 p.m. So this is literally 24 hours ago. More people die in car accidents than this virus will, but we don't stop driving. I think he meant car accidents, but anyway. Stephen Radina responded, I was in a car crash once. I'm pretty sure it was impossible for me to bring home and give it to my grandmother. He quoted a lot of people's responses to this and then commented again. And a lot of people, we did see the Matt Hardy, delete. A lot of people, this should have just stayed as a draft. This should never have come out at all. One of his defenses for some of his points of view was, that's what the president said. Now, I don't want to get too political, but I don't think he's done the greatest job on this one. I think that would be fair to say. Less than a month ago, we were told this was a media hoax, which has certainly not stood up to the test of time very well at all. Ken Shamrock, that's a very bad cop moment for you. And I think you would have been better just deleting that tweet and saying a quick apology, perhaps.
When in doubt, keep your mouth shut.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good! Bad!
Okay, that's the good and the bad done. I already did one of my unsure moments, but what have you got for your unsure moment this week?
Unsure moment? This is going to sound... Now, I asked you from the top rope this question, so, you know, it's a similar question. What the hell was Braun Strowman smoking? I'm not sure, and the unsure part here, because this is a totally a bad cop moment, but the unsure part is I'm not sure what he was thinking, releasing putting out the message he put out. Now, you obviously know the message of your question, Graham, yeah?
I seem to remember he posted something. I can't remember what it was about. Wasn't it about him? People should basically get off their backsides and earn some money. Was it that? Was it something like that?
In basic terms, he was saying to all the indie stars that they stop asking for people to buy your stuff, stop asking for people to give you handouts, stop being poor, basically.
Yeah.
Let's just say that, you know, people not happy. As in, if you were trying to get heat on yourself, Braun, you've just killed any push you're going to get. I have lost every single piece of respect I had for him. Like that. I have nothing else to say on the matter on that side of thing. I actually have speed check this week as well. So, Graham, I'll let you carry on.
Unsure.
I am going to read a quote that I spent probably about 10 minutes making yesterday. I had to keep stopping the clip, writing it down. I tried to find a transcript, but couldn't find one anyway.
Okay.
Kevin, you honestly believe that fighting me in this building gives you the home field advantage? I'm trying to wrap my head around that. I just can't seem to understand. I didn't train here. You're right. You did train here. You said you have tons of memories and friends here. You earned your job at WWE here in this building. So, I didn't train in this building. It didn't exist when I got to WWE. This building was built on my blood, sweat, and tears, Kevin. On my sacrifices, on my success. Day after day, I had to suffer. I had to persevere. I had to succeed. Not for me, Kevin. Nope, it's never about me. I had to succeed for people like you so you could get an opportunity to train in a beautiful facility like this. I rebuilt the system from the ground up, and I've been trying to do the same for Monday Night Raw. And you keep standing in my way, and I don't know if it's your selfishness. I don't know if it's your ego that keeps getting in the way. You just continue to refuse to fall in line. None of this exists without Seth Rollins. NXT doesn't exist without Seth Rollins. The Performance Center doesn't exist without Seth Rollins. Every single person that stepped foot in here owes me. There's no takeover. There is no women's evolution without Seth Rollins. Kevin starts to interrupt. I'm not going to put what he said. Kevin, listen, more fighting. So please just let me finish. Can I finish, please? My second question is more important because I want to know. I need to know why you picked WrestleMania of all places to try and make an example out of me. You know my track record at WrestleMania? I won the Intercontinental Championship. I won the Universal Championship. I beat Brock Lesnar. I beat Triple H. I cashed in my Money in the Bank contract at WrestleMania. I've got more WrestleMania moments than I can count. And Kevin, you have zero. Your WrestleMania track record reads like this. Failure after failure after failure after failure. And what about last year's? Oh, that's right. You weren't even good enough to be on WrestleMania. I don't get it, Kev. You can't beat me on my worst day. And WrestleMania is never my worst day because under pressure, I become a god. Now, that could have easily been my good cop moment. I thought it was a fantastic promo. I thought there was, and I didn't do it justice in any way, shape, or form, but I know that everybody watched that, and I know everybody listened to it already, so I just wanted to reiterate some of the points that were in there. Now, I am aware, of course, this is the unsure moment. So this is the reason why this is on my unsure moment. Seth Rollins is right. Why, though, are WWE pointing out an apparent error in their booking? Why is someone such a big star as Seth Rollins facing somebody like Kevin Owens who doesn't have that same pedigree at all? Isn't there a better match for Seth Rollins? Now, I know this year is going to be slightly different with it being over 2 days in the Performance Center, but this match was not set up once that was known. This was set up before that. Why is Kevin Owens getting that match against Seth Rollins? I'm really unsure about that now. I was looking forward for this match, but I think Seth pointed out something true. He's way above Kevin Owens.
Seth's had opportunities, I grant you, but let's not also forget that Seth may have everything he said there, but I don't necessarily agree about the women's evolution. There'd be no women's evolution without Seth Rollins.
I didn't agree necessarily with that part, but the reason I included the first part was, like I said, the first part was I thought it was a great promo. He had a whole range of emotions. He had parts where he read it slow. He had parts where he read it quicker. He had parts where he was excitable. He had parts where he just was very calm. Mm. That wasn't really the part where I was saying that was the unsure part. The last part was really the unsure part. But I wanted to put the whole speech together because I thought it was a good 4 minutes solid promo. Now, we know that the promos are written by Vince. And normally we're like, can you just please let him speak? If he can write stuff like that, I say keep letting him write every week. Seth delivered it perfectly, though, and for me, it was a great speech. But the last part, though, I was like, yeah, you're right. It seems strange to point out something like that, that somebody is so bad and so distant. I know you have to put your opponent down, and I know the ego of the wrestler is, I'm better than you. But when I listened to that, I was like, "That he is so much better than Kevin Owens. Why are you putting him in that match at WrestleMania? That does not seem like a good choice to me now.
Unless I'm mistaken, and... this is Kevin Owens' first one-on-one match at WrestleMania. Kevin Owens, every match he's been in WrestleMania has been a multi-person match. Seth Rollins, every match he's been in since WrestleMania 31 has been, with the exception of when he won the IC Championship 2 years ago, right? There's one blip in there. Every match has been a singles match. And so... Seth been positioned that way because, you know, that was the feud at the time. Let's not forget that Kevin Owens also beat Seth Rollins multiple times when Owens was the Universal Champion. Owens beat Seth Rollins several times to retain the championship. Kevin Owens probably would have fired back with that if he had a chance to. There may be a chance to do that on Raw this week. Because I remember that, like, Rollins has never beaten Kevin Owens.
I'm still going to say that if you're in a singles match, that's probably because you're thought of higher and you can actually get away with that. If you're having a multi-person match, often it will be so, hey, look, we need to get everybody into WrestleMania. I'm not saying you're an afterthought, but I don't think you're prioritized as much. So I think the reason he's been in those higher recognized matches is because he's the better wrestler.
I don't personally agree with you on that one, but after a good unsure moment, Grant, definitely.
That's why it fits in and sure, right? That seems to meet the criteria pretty well. All right. You said you had a speed on sure moment this week.
Yes. This actually is all you're doing as well.
Uh-oh.
Now, for benefit of the tape, last week at some point, Graham put a thing up. There was a tweet put up on Twitter, and Graham jokingly challenged me to make this into a...
No, you can't do this.
I can. I've worked it out. I've worked a way of making it into a PG moment.
Now, oh my goodness. Before you read this, I want to tell you this was a joke. I saw a tweet and I said, this will definitely not make it into the show next week. And that was the intention. Of course, your ego was like, oh, I can do this. I can find a way around
it. I was like, can it accept it?
Go ahead. Oh, jeez.
Okay, so first of all, this is a tweet from Alley Cat, one of our favorite indie superstars.
Yes.
Okay, so I am now going to, with the element of good hard work, change this using a Mason vernacular. First our jobs, then our gyms, and now you're telling me we can't give each other a stink face? I rest my case. I win.
Oh my god. This is not going to mean anything to anybody else. This is just a personal joke between the two of us. All right, my
unsure. Absolutely, but it's staying in for a cracker, if nothing else.
My unsure speed moment is from Savage Gentleman. I've had enough. I can't take it anymore. The quarantine life has broken me. No wrestling equals no beard. Hashtag COVID-19 out. Before and after video is coming soon. We haven't seen anything yet. That's his whole character. That fits in perfect. I've seen when he's posted like older pictures as well. I am really surprised he's decided to get rid of that beard. Yeah, he might not be wrestling for a little while, but I would have thought that would have been a reason to grow it even bigger. I was genuinely surprised when I saw that. I'm not sure that that's a good move with his character being as established as it is now. I kind of forget how long Savage Gentleman has been going. I was actually looking back at old Nova Pro events, and he had a match against Eric Royal in December 2018. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like 16 months ago. I was like, I didn't realize that was that long ago. And I'm surprised by that. And the one we already had, what is a Boneyard match? I really wasn't sure about that at all.
Boneyard match, I'd say that's my best guess in the PG era, but it could be anything. I'll get to find out on Raw this week.
Good! Bad!
My open agenda, I would like to read you something I saw on Facebook from the Kentucky Writing Project. And you actually said to me earlier in the week, I posted something and you were like, I didn't realize you got anxious. I was like, yeah, I can do, certainly as a teacher. And I've definitely been feeling some anxiety this week with all the uncertainty that's been going on. Quote, Hurricane Katrina taught the teachers on the Gulf Coast that an interrupted year is not the end of the world. It's okay if you don't get to cover all the content. It's okay if your grades are inflated because you can't test as normal. It's okay if your students are not able to complete the coursework as assigned. We worried that missing parts of the year would have lasting effects, but it didn't. Our Katrina kids are doctors, lawyers, teachers, hairdressers, nurses, business owners, engineers, you name it, they are doing it all over the world. Don't sweat what is probably ultimately insignificant, but embrace the opportunity to stay connected with your students in order to build relationships and to reinforce a sense of normalcy for them. Developing skills for the next level of success takes many forms, so don't worry, you got this. I actually posted it with, well, not sure about the rest of my teaching friends, but I needed to hear this. I know similar things obviously are happening in England now as well, a lot of people working from home, learning from home. Something that was definitely on my mind this week, and I guess I was anxious in the sense of not quite sure how we're going to do this, anxious that, oh my gosh, how are the kids going to cope? And I really did need to hear this. And having read that, it makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. It's affecting everyone everywhere. We've all just got to remember that, you know, we will get through all this, you know. I have to keep saying that to myself a lot because, as Graham alluded to, the UK went into lockdown effectively this week. And as I posted myself on Twitter, actually, I'm going to quote it because, you know, I want to. That's right, you go. I know it's your open agenda, but please, if I may. So I'm going to quote. This is just 2 days ago. Okay, so this was Tuesday morning my time. At the moment, things are crazy. Things are tough. Some people aren't going to see family or in person for a while, but staying isolated will save millions, and it will. I'm not going to be able to see Chris for at least 3 weeks. I'm putting on a brave face, but it's a facade. It's tearing me apart inside. But I know the only way to get through this is to hashtag stay safe, stay home, save lives. Chris told me one important thing. It's okay to not be okay. Together, hashtag, we will get through this. And in a way, this is the way we're getting through this, is carrying on the best we can. Try and make a smile on your faces. So, Chris, when, I know you're not listening, Chris. You're listening to Good Cop, Bad Cop. But I love you with all of my heart, and I can't wait to see you again soon. And that goes out to all of our family we can't see in person, and our friends, you know, we love you all. And right now, podcasting, keeping people going, keeping people connected. So stay connected, guys. There's no excuses right now. But just be kind. Anyway, back to you, Graham.
Good. Bad.
Right, the boys, I can already hear stirring upstairs. They've been on their quiet time for a little bit so we could record. I know Jackson's going to be dying for a snack, so we better move on to the Devil's Advocate. Yes. And as I just scrolled down, I realized there is nothing there. So I've had that. You reading that tweet just gave me 30 seconds to think of one. I gave you the choice last week, and I'm going to give you the choice again. Would you like to go first, or would you like to go second?
I'll go first, because I was going to forget what you just thought of.
That is very possible. All right. The best thing that Vince McMahon could do with his two-day WrestleMania is to have a Battle Royale and a Lumberjack match.
Absolutely. When it comes down to it, you could have Battle Royales and Lumberjack matches quite easily on two-day weekends. Especially at the moment with social distancing. Could you imagine a social distancing Battle Royal? That would be fantastic. I'd like to see that. One thing we've learned is that Vince McMahon will bend the rules to suit himself, especially at WrestleMania.
It took you 10 seconds to realize where I was going with the Devil's Advocate, I think. I needed to be a little bit more explicit for you, perhaps.
Right. In that case, then, instead of giving you a choice, I'm giving you this one. Okay, Graham, the Devil's Advocate is as follows. I've decided to spend my time off re-listening to the entire of Matt's back catalogue.
Well, I've certainly got a long time. It's now till middle of August, and I know you have... You said you only had 3 podcasts on Zachary Silo's podcast. I think there's a few more than that. And you haven't kept track. I did believe you had 416 podcasts or whatever you said, so you got me sucking on that one. At an average of about one hour a podcast, I think I've probably got time to do that. I need something to pass the time, right?
And time. Well handled.
That's probably about the 5th time you've done that Devil's Advocate, so I'm getting a little more used to it each time we have it now.
Anniversary this weekend, Graham. I thought it was kind of appropriate. On behalf of myself and Graham, stay safe and wash your hands. We will see you next week, guys. We're out of here.
Boom.
The music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/